You're listening to SBS News.
The Bavarian town of Lindau in Germany's south is famed for its picturesque lake and cobbled stone streets. It's also where dozens of Nobel Prize winners and hundreds of young scientists from around the globe gather annually for the prestigious Lindau Nobel Laureate meetings. This week, 13 of Australia's brightest young physicists have taken part in the event. 8 of them are women. One of them is Melanie Hampel, who is an astrophysics PhD student at Monash University. She's delighted to be part of a team where the majority are women, given females are constantly underrepresented in physics.
It's very nice to see that the Australian delegation can bump up that ratio, because ever since I started university, it was more men than women.
In Australia, fewer than a quarter of physics university graduates are women, and when they enter the workforce, only 11% of them make it to the top pay bracket. Katie Sisland, who is a nanotechnology engineer at Australia's Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation, believes the focus needs to be on retaining women in the profession.
So we need to target them young, we need to keep going, and we need to encourage women. Once we get women in STEM, we need to encourage them to stay in STEM as well, because so many people drop out, sort of with the leaky pipeline concept.
The Australian government is determined to see that changed. This year, it invested $3.4 million and announced a 10-year plan to boost women in science, technology, engineering and mathematics, otherwise known as STEM. But ANU physics professor Chinnapati Jagadish believes there's more work to be done.
The governments really need to invest more at all levels, at the federal government level and the state government level, and also at the university level. Also, the institutions also really have the responsibility to really nurture the next generation of young women in order, if we really want to make sure that the science flourishes, and then that which could lead to improved quality of life for our society.
So far, there are signs of positive change at the top end of the profession. This year, Tanya Munro became the first woman appointed as Australia's Chief Defence Scientist, while Kathy Foley is the CSIRO's Chief Scientist, and Michelle Simmons was last year's Australian of the Year. For the young Australian physicists here at Lindau, there's nothing more valuable than meeting some of the world's leading female scientists and learning firsthand how they broke down barriers to get to where they are today. One of them is Canadian optical physicist Donna Strickland, who last year became the third woman to win the Nobel Prize in Physics in its 118-year history.
But I'm not a person who understands why women don't go into physics as much as they do or don't stay in physics as much as they do, although I still think it's society not thinking that physics itself is a great career to have. I think with the high-tech industry and what have you, I think the more and more parents that say, get a high-tech some kind of career for that, you'll see everybody jumping on board, and that'll include the women too.
Her words aren't lost on Australia's next generation of physicists, including Sydney University PhD student Claire Edmonds, who is currently studying quantum computing.
Donna Strickland has been so inspirational to me because she was so confident, so interesting, and such an amazing presenter that it was just an incredible role model to see.
Lydia Feng, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.